Just say it was no good what we done. I'd dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to drive for the sun. Look down for what's happening here below. I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. And who's going to be to say it was no good what we done? I tend to say I'm too young, or I'm going to try for the sun. We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We sang and cracked the sky with laughter, our breath turned to mist in the cold. Our years put together counted 30, but our eyes told the dawn that we were old.
Welcome, dear friends, truth seekers, and curious newcomers to Earth Harmony Divinations. Today is Friday, May 16th. My name is Elizabeth Peter. I will be hosting the show every other Friday of the month. As I do at the beginning of each show, I would like to give you a brief outline of what you can expect from this show. My mission statement is simple. Let us focus on sharing joy, abundance, and gratitude at all times. Be ethical and use intuition, not fear. As we are at the dawn of the spiritual age, more precisely on the fifth night this year in this 2008 of the Gregorian calendar, of the age of ethics, our focus is zooming on the ethics from the age of powers to ethical power, integrity, and intuition. Everything we do, think, say, create must have the qualifier, ethics. It must pass the ethics test, and it has to be based on intuition. For more information about me, please visit my website, www.redlotus.org, or shoot me an email to elizabeth@redlotus.org. I will try my best to take as many calls as I can on the air. So please feel free to call in any time. Again, my email address is elizabeth@redlotus.org if you just have questions by email. Okay, now that you are able to find me and find out about me, let us begin with the abundance intent, which I do every show. Let us all take a deep, long breath and focus on our third eye. The abundance intent. I focus on the holy high self within as the only source of my prosperity. I know this inner presence as the only activity in my financial, personal, health, career affairs, as it is the substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance, in action within as without. So it is. So, as I said earlier, please feel free to call in any time. I invite your questions, concerns, and feedback, as I always do, and any thoughts or insights on the current or past subjects that we're discussing here on Earth Harmony, such as the past subjects of the phenomenon of abundance, ethics, the secret, the Mayan calendar, the Tarot, and the sustainable prosperity revolution that I'm quite involved with at the moment. You may also call in for our guest today or about my divination system that's based on the 4,000-year-old Chinese Bazi system. Whatever is on your mind, I welcome all your calls. Today's show is special to me because I feel fortunate that I've recently met a couple of very talented young creative and innovative duo, Joe Rizzo and Josh Williams of Zero Point Unlimited. As maybe many of you do, I often find myself lurking on YouTube, watching a lot of informational videos lately. There's a great number of them that are bringing us the truth about the history of Nikola Tesla and his wonderful inventions dealing with zero-point energy, not only electrical, but many other free energy sources that Tesla was experimenting with. Tesla was way ahead of his time. He lived about 70 or 80 years ago, I believe, is when he died. And he tried to bring free energy into our world during a time when the great industrialist powers like J.P. Morgan were amassing greater and greater financial and political power. They were only interested in financing those inventions that they could put a meter on and charge the masses huge sums of money. So here we are in the year 2008 now, and the fifth night of the Mayan calendar, and a huge shift in this year is taking place, which is moving from the 200 years of extremely concentrated power of the industrialists and banksters. We're shifting into the exciting time of the free energy revolution. This is why we're paying attention more and more to sustainable energy. And so, dear friends, about 2 weeks ago, Joe and Josh of Zero Point Unlimited were gracious enough to install into my car a small hydrogen booster, which is pictured below on the info page. If you scroll down on the BBS Radio info page that I have presented on this show, and this is one of their first prototype units, as they just completed hundreds of hours of research and development to perfect it for mass use. I carefully monitored my gas savings on this first tank since its installation, and the amazing result is instead of 22 miles per gallon, which is what I normally get in city traffic, I was able to get 45 miles per gallon with this booster, which is a virtual 50% gas savings. So Joe accepted my invitation on the phone today. He's here with us, and unfortunately Josh was unable to join us, but we will be probably able to talk with him again in the future. And so he will tell us a lot more about the amazing Tesla inventions. Josh is very, knowledgeable about the Tesla inventions themselves. But Joe can give us more insight about this new product and what other products they have going right now. Hi, Joe. Are you on the line?
Hi, Elizabeth. Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming and taking the time. So let's start with a few questions, Joe. How did you guys decide to experiment and explore this area of the Tesla inventions?
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, like you were saying, you find yourself watching YouTube videos. Well, I was doing the same thing. And I came across Stanley Myers videos, and he was all about a water fuel cell that he developed. And it makes enough hydrogen and oxygen gas, known as hydroxy gas, he made enough of it to run a doom buggy off of just strictly water, just that. And it amazed me. And I knew that, you know, the world is facing an energy crisis, and it just made sense to me that, you know, why aren't people following this type of technology? So I became very interested in this type of technology, and as I researched this, I found there are many different ways that are way more efficient than the grid system we have now, or coal plants, or ways of harnessing energy on a mass scale that we do today. So,
As I understand, your field is really graphic design and internet web design. You're really an artist, and yet what I'm seeing these days is that a lot of people who are able to use both left and right brain, they're not just, you know, cookie cutter engineers or physical, you know, mathematical experts, but they're able to tap into both brains, such as artists do, which they usually use the left brain or the right brain more, and mathematicians or physics guys like Josh uses the left brain more, and yet both of you guys are very balanced. You use both sides of your brain, and that's why you work so well together, as I observe.
Yeah, that's right. We noticed that also. We're actually polar opposites on the astrological chart, and it's really interesting to work with Josh and see what he brings to the table and what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
And recently, we hired a guy named Chris Mingo, who is pretty much taking over the booster aspects of our company and organizing it and helping us develop it. And we were working with him early on when we met over a year ago. We were researching the Stan Myers patent. I don't have that patent number in front of me, but it's on your website there.
Yeah, it is here.
Right.
I can scroll down to it.
Right.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, it's there for the...
Oh, yeah, patent number 4936961. It's Stanley Meyer, and Stanley Meyer was similarly to Tesla, a great inventor ahead of his time. I'm not sure what his nationality was, but I heard he was from Eastern Europe as well.
Well, as far as I know, he was an American farmer.
Oh, he was.
But,
okay.
But yeah, we were all researching the same thing, and we found ourselves in a chat group that was filled with people who were researching Stanley Meyer's work, and that's where we all met and decided, since we're all in the same city, trying to accomplish the same goals, then we'll try to make this happen.
But there's a huge number of people experimenting with this besides you guys. I mean,
right.
Like a grassroots movement going on.
Sure.
As with critical mass, usually it happens almost like it bursts out at the same time. And I think you guys are also waiting for that critical mass to just really take over. And that's what I'm trying to talk about when I say, you know, doing the fifth night of the ethics age that we're on,
right.
This is the shift that's happening right in front of our eyes, and it's
right.
Very exciting.
And you can see it more and more every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year ago, there was barely any videos about water fuel cells, and now there's just so many you can't even keep up with them.
Yeah.
And they're just being uploaded constantly. More and more people realizing that, you know, they can use hydrogen from water, hydrogen and oxygen from water to give them a gain in miles per gallon, and also to help clean up the emissions.
Yeah, definitely. You are so well aligned with the times, Joe. There's no more time left. The relevance of these inventions in our current fuel-dependent economy is so crucial that...
Oh, yeah. It's outdated technology, really.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's the reason why we're paying so much. It's just, you know, the time is for these other energy technologies to emerge, and they've been around for, you know, as long as Tesla, some maybe before.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are now realizing that that's what we got to do.
Well, so. Consciousness or creation is basically ratcheting up this, because it's the powers that are really trying to actually, they're just doing their job. They're going to make these prices so high that it has to wake up the masses. Masses
right.
are sleeping until the last minute. They will not do a thing. Even if they would lower the price, let's say tomorrow, to about 50 cents less than what it is now, people would be overjoyed and they, oh, see, it's okay.
Sure.
And that's what they're waiting for. They're just waiting for it somehow magically to drop. But it's not going to happen. It's going to get to a very uncomfortable
right.
level where the masses have to wake up and turn to alternative energy sources such as this one.
Right, right.
So let us go into detail about this first prototype product, Joe.
Okay.
You call it the hydrogen booster?
Right, yeah. It's a hydrogen booster. It's basically you have electrodes which are in the process of electrolysis. You have two electrodes. In our case, we're using stainless steel tubes. And one is hooked to the positive, the other is hooked to the negative of your power source, which would be your car battery. And they, underwater, they split the water molecule and creating the hydrogen and oxygen gas that can very easily tap into your vacuum hose and get combusted with your air-fuel mixture.
And
yeah,
what
and
materials do you use to make this little unit?
Well, our electrodes are 304L grade stainless steel tubes, and those are mounted very close to each other. One's inside the other tube without touching it. We put little rubber spacers in there so they don't touch each other. But those are mounted in an acrylic casing, and then there's all these fittings on the top to hook up to your vehicle. And that runs through a bubbler, which looks very similar, only without the stainless steel. And we have a circuit also. It's called a pulse width modulator circuit. And it pulses the battery charge, so you're not using constant straight DC. You're actually pulsing it. You're using less energy. So it helps cut down on the amount of energy you're using. And also, if you're going to be using our booster kits, in most cases, the vehicle has an oxygen sensor or a computer that monitors the air-fuel ratio and stuff like that. So you probably need to manipulate that if you're going to use the booster, because it will sense the extra oxygen coming in. And in return, it'll try to put more gasoline in your vehicle. So some people who hook up a booster and they don't hook up an oxygen sensor manipulator, then they're actually going to be getting less miles per gallon.
Yeah, I noticed that the first tank I got about a 50% savings on gas because
yeah.
it was running very efficiently.
Right.
And by the way, my tailpipe feels very cool. There's only water vapor coming out, which was like amazing to me. And
right.
just the car is humming along so happy. It's very quiet, very, very.
Oh, yeah. When you hook these up right away, you'll notice.
Yeah.
The vehicle will get quieter and it will just feel better.
Yeah. You can tell that it's utilizing whatever fuel is in there at the most efficient rate.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. The
and
hydrogen
besides,
and oxygen mixture.
If you're listening, you could always watch the YouTube videos. There's a lot of people up there. There's two YouTube videos that Joe and Josh have already that you can just click on my info page from BBS Radio. And you guys are also preparing a more elaborate YouTube video eventually, right?
That's right.
That will be coming up soon.
Right.
So it seems like in order to understand the workings of splitting hydrogen and oxygen, you really have to be very open-minded, because a lot of people are really closed-minded about, oh, you're not supposed to put anything else in that engine other than gasoline, and
right.
isn't that against the law or something? One of my friends asked me, well, don't you have some kind of, you have to have a permission to do this? And I'm like, no, I'm the owner of the car. I can put whatever I want in that car.
Right. Yeah. From what I know, it is against the law to mess with your computer system, your oxygen sensor.
Okay.
But at the same time, the law is saying we have to cut down on emissions. And when you have these oxygen sensors in there, they work against that. They're actually creating more emissions. So, you know, we're kind of at a catch-22 here. We either need to manipulate our vehicles and clean up emissions ourselves, because we know the big oil's not doing it for us. These major car dealerships and manufacturers, they're not doing it for us, you know. I don't know if you're aware of the movie Who Killed the Electric Car. But
yes, I haven't seen it, but I heard of it.
Right. Yeah, there's been documented suppression for years and years and years now. And that is just one of the major movies that can show you just recently how recently they've manipulated or suppressed technology that should be available now.
Yeah, even diesel, I understand diesel invented an alternative type engine. It wasn't meant for gasoline. And he died under very dubious circumstances. They asked him to change something inside his engine to accommodate fuel. That's why the diesel engines are so smoky and so horrible, because he was not really, it was not meant for fuel. It was meant for biofuel.
Yeah, that's right. They, you know, when an inventor comes along and invents something like a new carburetor that can get you 100 miles per gallon or more, you know, the gas companies will modify the gasoline. This is exactly what they've done. They modify the gasoline so that that won't work anymore. And even though it would be potentially more harmful to everyone, they still do stuff like that.
Right.
So
well,
that's why there's
that's the age of powers for you, and they're pretty much on their last kick. So
well, that's right. You can you can see that too with the internet, and you can see how many companies that are coming up that are kind of the antidote to what's been going on.
So these inventions are pretty much on expired patents, and it's going to be free for everyone to use. In fact, folks, you don't have to buy anything from Joe and Josh. If you don't want to, you can make these yourself.
That's right.
You know, nobody's putting a patent on this, correct? You guys?
Yeah, that's right. This is all open source technology we're working with.
Yeah.
And your listeners can, if they're interested in this, visit a website called peswiki.com, P-E-S-W-I-K-I.com.
Okay.
And that website there is kind of a news station for alternative energy and new energy technology and inventors. And they write stories and document stories of suppression and new inventions. And there's all kinds of new technologies that have come up over the years that are just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So way more efficient than what modern people think that is all we have available.
Well, even this booster, I'm sure that this is actually just a temporary solution, because
you guys
are working on bigger things, and we'll go into that later. You're probably, I think Josh is already, and I don't know if you are involved in that. You guys are working on the hydrogen engine itself, and there's a lot of people out there. Some are already kind of putting out hydrogen-fueled cars, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There are a number of companies that are similar to ours, not just booster companies, but companies that use hydrogen and oxygen, and some of them are getting more than 100 miles per gallon, and that's kind of where we're headed right now. That's one of our main goals with our booster.
Yeah, but for now, you know, even this would be such a relief at the gas pumps. Plus, you know, it's better for our car, like you said. It runs the car more efficiently. And it's better for the environment, because we don't have to smell those carbon monoxides coming out of the tailpipes. It's all water vapor that comes out. It cools the car, Anyway, if you could just explain a little bit more in detail, Joe, what is really taking place inside that engine? How does the hydrogen mix in with the fuel for those people who still don't get it?
Sure, yeah. Well, as I said earlier, you splice your vacuum hose, and that's where the gas goes, the hydrogen and oxygen gas, hydroxy gas. It goes right into your vacuum line, and it mixes with your air-fuel ratio. So it's kind of like it's like a better octane gas. It's more explosive than gasoline, and it's a better burn. The gasoline that you burn now, most of it actually doesn't get burned. It comes out of your tailpipe. And it comes out of your tailpipe as harmful gas. So when you provide hydrogen and oxygen gas in there, it burns up more of it. So
yeah,
that's kind of...
very simple, actually. So
yeah.
In case you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Joe Riso, who is with Zero Point Unlimited. And the three guys that work on the hydrogen booster can be reached by email at ZPU, Z like zebra, P like Peter, U at rgraphics.com. That's Joe's email. Josh is at zeropointunlimited@gmail.com. And Chris, the third edition, is you can reach him at mingmasters@gmail.com. mingmasters@gmail.com. So, Joe, how can people get a hold of this product? Just by emailing you guys?
Yeah, for now they can email us. If they want to know more about what we carry, they can go to pezwiki.com and do a search for Zero Point Unlimited. That will pull up our page about us and what we sell and what we have.
Okay.
And actually, Josh and Chris just showed up here, so they're here. If you have any questions,
oh yeah, we could maybe ask Josh about some of the Tesla stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, sure,
can
sure.
Here,
I'll put Josh on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, here's Josh.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm glad you could make it. That's amazing.
Yeah, me too. I Tai Chi class.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, because we wanted to talk to you a little bit more in detail about the Tesla inventions and the Stanley Meyer inventions. Perhaps you could give us a little more detail about what was really Tesla after when
okay.
he created some of these things.
Sure. Well, in school, we're all taught that you know there was the war between Edison and Tesla, and that Edison was the champion of direct current and Tesla was alternating current, and, you know, Tesla won, and now we have alternating current systems in our homes.
Yeah.
But really, towards the end, Tesla was moving towards pulse DC, and it's just these really short impulses of direct current, and he would put those through a coil, and it's really odd. I've replicated and proved this, that no matter what polarity of field we make in the coil, there's some type of vortex or some type of force in the center of the earth that collapses the field. So right now we alternate current to get a magnetic field. We have to change the field. But if we just do pulse DC, we can let the earth, whatever this force is, do the other half of the work for us. And it'll actually produce these super high spikes of energy, and we can reroute those to all positive pulses.
Uh-huh.
And we can do some really cool stuff with them. And that's really the common factor between all over Unity devices I've ever seen, is they all use pulse DC, and it's these large collapsing magnetic fields that create these odd effects. And
that was Tesla's purpose.
He
recognized this pulsating energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he wanted to tap into, correct?
Yeah, he first noticed it when he was observing these large switching stations. And they have these big knife switches, which when electricity first came onto the market, you had an operator who would switch these over. Well, Tesla noticed that the second you switched over, something really odd happens. There's like a super high tension and a, like a lightning bolt, a serious lightning bolt would usually come out of the wire and kill the operator. Well, that got him thinking, and his ultimate plan was to harness that effect, and he was going to build, I believe it was 13 of these towers over the whole world, and what it would happen would be that the ground would be one polarity, that would be the negative, your electron source, and then the he put it the other end high up in the air, and what anyone could do then is that whole Earth would be potentialized, would be a field, basically, and you could just plug in a device into the ground and start converting this energy. And his investor, J.P. Morgan, I think the famous, you know, line is, you know, how am I going to put a meter on that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah, that's how actually, you know, nothing of not many of his inventions ever came to be realized.
Exactly.
But we are at a time, like we talked with Joe about this, that we are actually at a time when this will be realized, and I'm positive that even those towers that he designed or he thought about can be implemented in the near future. Do you believe that?
I do. I definitely do.
Okay.
Whatever this force is at the center of the Earth, we're all told that it's a swirling ball of iron that creates the magnetic field of Earth. But who's ever been to the middle of the Earth, you know?
Yeah.
I think this vortex is actually creating the magnetic field. Uh-huh. And to that extent, there's actually a Hopi prophecy that states that through the third tribulation, the Earth will have a new power source harnessing the magnetic field of the Earth.
Uh-huh.
So I have faith, too, that we'll bring about change.
Well, as you know, the cellular phone towers with the satellite, they were able to put a meter on that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I guess J.P. Morgan could not think that far.
I guess not.
I don't know how they did that, too.
Well, with cell phones, it's a direct link. Like, your cell phone sends out a signal, links up with the satellite, and then they monitor that link.
Okay.
With Tesla's technology, it's omnipresent, these fields.
Oh, okay.
So anyone could just go out, plug anything into the ground.
In fact, we human beings are emitting electric energy, so
that's true.
We can just ground. We are the grounders too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're it's the human capacitor. We have the ability to store charge.
Yeah.
And just like the Earth is a giant capacitor.
So I was asking this from Joe, too. I know that the hydrogen booster is sort of like just an in-between product that you guys created just to tie over and relieve some of the, you know, the temporary situation here with the gas prices. But you have much bigger things in the fire, and I've seen in your lab, you know, you guys are working on all kinds of stuff. Especially, like, you're really after the hydrogen engine, aren't you?
Definitely, yeah. I'm working on replicating the Stanley Meyer effect, which is the water capacitor. In electrolysis, as you probably know from your unit, you have to add something to the water to make it conduct.
Right.
And then the current does all the work and separates, and in the meantime, it boils the water and makes it really hot and stuff. But the Myers effect, you don't add anything to the water. The purer the water, the better, because pure water is actually a resistor and doesn't want to conduct. So you, like, we have to do really tight tolerances in the cell. It's pretty much the same design as the booster, but what happens is we start putting these forward pulses of energy, just voltage pretty much, and the water actually starts accumulating this charge, and water is dipolar, meaning that the oxygen is one charge, it's negative, and the hydrogen is the opposite charge, positive. So if we subject it to these voltage zones, then opposites attract, and we can actually rip apart the water instead of, you know, boiling it apart with electrons, which is a really high-energy system. But the Meyer system is very low energy because we can make super high voltage from low input energy.
All we need is water, basically.
Yeah,
and
just natural.
Water is widely available, although some people do, you know, worry about the status of water. But we now have even desalination projects in the works. A lot of there are a lot of companies out there that are starting up right now with desalination. So
definitely.
Hopefully we will have that available. So right now where you're at, Joe and Josh, you guys are ready to hit the market with the hydrogen booster at least?
Yeah, we are. We've got the construction nailed down. We're happy with what we got so far. There'll probably continue to be small little tweaks here and there to just make it better and better. But
they can fit any car, any size of car, up to bigger trucks as well,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, we're using a vacuum system. So it'll work on diesels, but it has to be a diesel without a turbo.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much specializing in gas engines right now. We're working on a pressurized system that could be used with a diesel, but yeah, pretty much gasoline right now because the turbo in turbo diesels, they actually fill up that vacuum, so there isn't vacuum to suck in the gas. But yeah, any gasoline engine or any non-turbo diesel.
Oh, great. Okay, so.
And we offer two different models. We have a single cell for like four cylinders and small V6s.
Okay.
And for the bigger ones, we have a triple cell set up.
Okay. So anyone could contact you at your emails, which I just gave out earlier, zeropointunlimited@gmail.com. That's Josh's email. Or zpu@rgraphics.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach Joe at that number. And so these units, like the one you installed, mine costs about $200. It just has that one rod,
mm-hmm.
which kind of fits about, what, a 4 to 6 cylinder engine?
Or yeah.
A 4 cylinder. And then the larger ones have 3 rods. And if you watch the YouTube videos, you can actually see the pictures of them, or just go on eHarmony, my webpage on this. You can see the little unit there. And you could easily install it. You know, people with mechanical abilities can install these themselves, or they can use, you know, one of their friends or one of their mechanics can install it. All you need is maybe 30 or 60 minutes of time. And an open mind, guys, you know, and don't give up because, you know, there's always a solution.
Definitely. Yeah. We're trying to keep it as simple as we can. It's pretty much just hook it the circuit to your battery, and then the circuit goes to the cell, and then you just tap into the vacuum line, and it's really that easy.
I'm very excited with my unit, and Joe mentioned earlier that the newer cars like mine, anything from like 2003 and up, I guess, they have a more complex.
Yeah, it's actually like 83 and up.
83 and up, wow.
Yeah, they have an O2 sensor, and since we're creating a lot of oxygen and hydrogen and water vapor and stuff, it messes with the computer, and the computer thinks that we're running a lean mixture, and so it'll add more gas and actually negate the effect. But
yeah, well, that's what I'm experiencing right now, so we need to purchase that, and that can be added. And in fact, your unit comes with a detailed manual, and
mm-hmm.
you also gave the website info on which we could purchase that.
Yeah,
oxygen sensor. What is it, a deferrer, or?
It's called the EFI. It pegs a voltage on top of the oxygen, so it just kind of fools the computer into thinking that it's normal mixture.
Okay.
Right now we have the oxygen extender, which is trying to move the oxygen sensor out of the stream so that it doesn't see as much. But the thing with that is it has to be really tuned in, because you have a fixed ratio of an offset. So, but yeah, we're going to be carrying the EFI, which is the solution. It's the best one I've seen.
Oh, you will actually carry it and make it available for people?
Yeah, we're thinking about, you can order it right off our site. We might just drop ship, I don't know, because we didn't design, you know, we didn't create this circuit. But,
yeah. Yeah, it's almost a must, because now I can see my car already got it's starting to use more fuel again, and I'm not too happy about that. So
yeah.
It's going to get, I need to install that as well. So So, Joe, how do you guys imagine your future, like, let's say, 2 to 5 years from now? And either one of you could answer that. Your generation surely inherited a big environmental mess, and the opportunity is here to build a brand new world, and, of course, it falls on your shoulders. This world, as I see it, is going to be based on totally free energy sources, utilizing only green, earth-friendly materials. We're going to create sustainable living for all. But it is a lot on your shoulders, and it seems like you guys have the ability to just sort of run with it and take over and not get hung up like our older folks do about, you know.
Yeah, definitely. We're not really going to patent anything at all, so we're not going to get trapped in the system and take up valuable time. Pretty much we're just replicating existing technologies that have been, and we're going to bring them back out. Pretty much it's all been in all of these over-unity devices, all these free energy. I've been studying really hard, and I can see they all go back to Tesla. It's all Tesla's idea of how electricity really works. And everything in Western society, we're focused on the effect and not the cause. And we're really just trying to pioneer the you know, how to manipulate in such a way that we get extra energy.
Well, everyone is very much focused on money. Mm-hmm. And when money finally becomes obsolete and it gets taken off the table, that's when all this free energy, free sustainable living, and more cohesive living can exist. Otherwise, it will always become a roadblock, a gridlock for everyone. And your generation understands this so much better than even the baby boomers do, because everyone is just like, okay, so how are we going to pay for this, and how are we going to pay for that, and how do you... That's why I'm not even asking you guys how are you financing this, or you guys are not even looking for financing, interestingly, because you already have this inherent ability to understand that this is not going to be an issue of money, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it takes money to get the stuff we need to build, but, yeah, we're not focused on it at all. We welcome investors, but...
Let's talk about money. So for now, until the money system is still in place,
uh-huh.
You had prices, units about, what, $200, $300 for the larger unit, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And you do give some kind of warranty with that? And
mm-hmm. Yeah, and we will service them, too, if anything happens, if they fail. I think it's like a $20 service fee, but it doesn't matter, like, what happens. We'll pretty much take care of you.
Okay. Now, so, if people live outside of your area, you just replace it, or how do you?
We'll just have them ship it into us, $20, if we have to replace it or whatever.
Okay.
It depends, because, you know, if somebody doesn't hook it up right, then it can overheat and stuff. And it all depends on what happened to it.
But you guys are actually ready for mass production yet? I mean,
sure
a lot
yeah.
of people are going to be... I mean, are you getting some calls?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the orders are consistent. We haven't even started advertising, so the market is gigantic. So that's not going to be a problem. We've just been trying to nail down all of the little oddities, you know, all the little bumps here and there before we actually want to, you know, we have a reputation to keep, and so we want to do it right. So, but we're there. We got it nailed down. I'm really happy with what we have now, and yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so because you just created this company called Zero Point Unlimited, you will have a website up soon.
Definitely, yeah, at zeropointunlimited.com. We're probably going to launch by next week.
Oh, next week. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll be back on the show again. So
yeah.
How do you see your company, Zero Point Unlimited, fit into this current time of the new energy revolution?
Well, we're definitely aiming to be pioneers, bringing in pretty much everything, the whole gamut, pulse motors, the water fuel cell, you know, everything we can get our hands on, we're doing it. And they all go together, so it's not like we're scattering our energy. It's a big picture, and we're into, unify them all together. We're working on a water generator system, actually, where we'll have a little pulse motor that the back EMF will power a water fuel cell setup that's going to run the generator. And then that generator is going to give us a bunch of power out that we're going to then use to, for whatever we need. We'll probably hook up a bunch of little water fuel cells, and it'll be a giant gas generator or something.
So you can use those generators either very big, like even to generate electricity for
definitely.
A house or
definitely.
A business.
Yeah. Yeah, or you could use all the tube sets and then use the gas produced to heat your home, or you could put in this generator. It's too big, it'd probably fit in a trunk, and it would run your car solely on water is our goal. We want to get the carbon from the gasoline out of the equation because now, like, where, you know, when we use these water fuels or these hydroxy boosters, there's some carbon tainting that's going on, and I really don't want to pollute a lot of water, so we want to get the gasoline completely out of the equation.
Okay, so this is a very temporary solution, but a good one, and, you know, I feel very lucky to have had the opportunity to meet with you guys, as I mentioned to Joe. I don't
definitely.
Know if Joe wants to add anything more, or is Chris there?
Yeah, Chris is there.
Say hi to Chris, too, because I'm very grateful for him to do the electrical part of this installation.
Okay, well, let me give you to him, then.
Okay.
Hello.
By the way, thanks, Josh, for all that wonderful info. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm very grateful to Chris. This is the third new addition to Zero Point Unlimited.
Yes.
And Chris is going to be the mastermind for all the electrical stuff, right?
Well, not entirely, no. I'm more going to be the production person for building any of our coming products and any of our existing services right now. I wouldn't necessarily say that I would be heading up the electrical.
Uh-huh.
I think that's more of Josh's realm. I'll be doing mostly the mechanical construction and streamlining of that process.
Wonderful. So you guys are really ready to hit the road with this and mass produce it as much as possible, right?
I would say it's going to be a small-time mass production at first until we can really solidify a marketable and easily manufacturable design. We don't have any manufacturers at this point that we've been in contact with for production. But we'll be moving that direction here pretty, I'd say within the next quarter or so.
I see. Okay. So anything else that Joe and you would like to add about the future of Zero Point Unlimited? Where do you see yourselves in 2 to 5 years? How do your dreams fit into this wonderful energy revolution?
Well, that's a very good question. For the next 5 years, I don't think it's really been talked about since we've had so many significant breakthroughs and ambitions and things brought to the table. We haven't even set things out as far as what to accomplish next, let alone, 5 years from now. We're going to have many wonderful things that we're going to be researching and developing over that time. And I believe Josh and Joe have both talked about those products and services so far.
So you would like to go along with that and just be a creative part of that?
At this point, yeah, that's primarily where I see myself is aiding in that development.
Okay.
For myself personally, I don't really have anything products-wise or services-wise that I'm going to be bringing company as of yet. We're all pretty much on the same page as far as what we want to do and what we want to get out of Zero Point Unlimited.
Okay. So, again, dear Truth Seeker friends, these young inventors can be reached via email. Joe is at zpu@rgraphics.com. Josh is at zeropointunlimited@gmail.com. And Chris can be reached at inkmasterz@gmail.com. So
that's right. And very soon we will both respectively be at Joe@ZeroPointUnlimited.com josh@zeropointunlimited.com and chris@zeropointunlimited.com.
And your YouTube video is coming up soon. And, in fact, Josh already has a YouTube,
an animation?
And he already has YouTube videos up, so you can always tune into Zero Point Unlimited. That's with a zero intertwined there with all the lettering. And, you know, if you want to lurk on YouTube and find all his little videos there, a lot of them are hard to understand for those of us lay people, but those who are mechanically inclined, they could probably see what he's working with. So, well, our time is running out, dear friends. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on and interviewing with me, and hopefully our listeners could get in touch with you guys somehow and start ordering these boosters and save gas and save the environment. And thank you so much for your time, all three of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. This conversation was incredibly informational and encouraging. It reminds me that the solution is always there, dear friends. All we have to do is look and scratch under the surface a little bit. We don't have to fall for the fear mongers and the powers want to keep us under their little fist as long as they can. And so we are doomed if we are just blindly accepting the status quo. And so this way, if it scratch the surface, look for solutions and look to this younger generation. They are already ready to hit the road running with these new inventions.
Mm-hmm.
We can slowly remove ourselves from the traps of the last 400 years of oppression. This is the real dawn of freedom, the real dawn of the golden age. I believe by next year, by 2009, we will be at a time where we won't even look back anymore to this big shifting, fear-based, twilight zone kind of time that we are finding ourselves right now. So I really want to wish these three friends a phenomenal success with their exciting work. You are doing an amazing service to many, and so please keep it up. Best of luck to you guys, Joe, Josh, and Chris, and a chance to talk today. And as much as I learned a little bit about this technology, I'm sure that there is more to come to learn about. And please, listeners, tune in for more. I'm sure I'm going to have you guys back, and we'll talk some more.
We would love to be back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys can hang up. Dear friends, in closing, let us finish with the gratitude intent that I always do on this show. And if you guys want to join us and just create a nice gratitude intent, let's take a deep breath and focus on our third eye. I am grateful, and I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of the holy high self within is all I will ever need for all eternity. And so it is. Thank you, dear friends, for joining me today. Have a wonderful, abundant, joyful time until we meet again. My next show is going to be on May 30th on Friday, same time, 11 Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm hearing from the producers of BBS Radio that we will be finally podcasting everywhere and all the new technology is being installed within a week. So if you go into the archives, you will be able to always listen to all the past shows, including this one, if you haven't been able to tune in on the live shows. And again, please feel free to email me at elizabeth@redlotus.org or visit my website at redlotus.org. I update predictions every month. Or just give me a call anytime you wish to have a reading or have any questions on these shows or anything else that I do. And again, I bid you farewell and have a wonderful summer, everyone. Thank you.
Little pebbles upon the sand, now you're lying here in my hand. How many years have you been here? Little human upon the sand, from where I'm lying here in your hand, you to me are but a passing breeze. The sun will always shine where you stand, depending in which land you may find yourself. Now you have my blessing, go your way. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Why? Because. Why? Because. Why? Because. Why? Because. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be.